almost blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you, almost all the things that your eyes once promised. I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Almost blue, flirting with this disaster became me. It named me as the fool only aim to be. Almost blue, it's almost touching, it will almost do. There is part of me that's always true, always. Not all good things come to an end. Now it is only a chosen few. I've seen such an unhappy couple, almost me.
I'd love one. I don't think I can afford it, though. You know, you ought to keep that register closed. Somebody will steal you blind.
Wouldn't get very far in what's in there, I'm afraid.
Business slow?
Well, you're my first customer of the day. Or did you just stop in for directions to the interstate? Well, it's an entrance.
No, right? Actually, I was interested in that help wanted sign in the window. But if business is bad, I...
Oh, no, it's not bad. It's just slow. Oh, yeah, well, 12 cabins, 12 vacancies. Well... We've been closed for a while. Renovations. But there's more life along this road than there used to be. And good prices, good service. Things will pick up. I've got a rebuilt ice machine and 4 cabins booked for later in the week. Fairvale High's homecoming. Big game against Central. I seem to be rattling on. Yes, there is a job. Are you interested?
In money? The only honest way I know to get it is to earn it or inherit it. I don't have any rich relatives about to die. Got an application for them?
Oh, that won't be necessary. My name's Norman. Norman Bates.
Whoa. What you been painting?
Oh, I'm sorry. Step into the back, the parlor, while I clean up.
Send the spider to the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Local branch of the Audubon Society?
My hobby, stuffing things. I have a seat,
Dwayne Duke. Just call me Duke.
Well, I can pay you $5 an hour, Duke. You'd work the desk, clean rooms, make beds, empty trash, that sort of thing. Want some of these? You'd be general assistant. The work's not too hard, and you'd have lots of free time.
Assistant, huh?
Well, I'm the manager, and you'd be my assistant, so I guess you'd be assistant manager. You'd get a free room, of course, and work mostly days. I prefer the nights.
Well, I gotta be straight with you, Norm.
Norman.
I'm not looking for anything long term. I just want to make enough bucks to get the brakes in my car fixed and build up a little stake for L.A. I'm a singer. But I wouldn't mind filling in until you found somebody permanent. I just won't be staying around too long.
No one ever does.
You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, fellas, let's take it.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing it on me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight. Betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. As I love you.
You know I love you.
And that you must be lying somewhere, looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Thank you. says no surprise, you're slipping away. Angel, you're the love of my life. It's so cold at night, I'm begging you to stay.
Wednesday would be better than Thursday.
Yeah,
I have the key example right here.
Where you been? I've been trying to reach you forever.
I'm in the middle of something. Okay, yeah.
I have a list. All you gotta do is call.
Can you give me just a minute, please? Yes.
You're talking about this. This is the list.
Would you come back at lunch? Or I'm a little bit busy right now. Can you come back? Hello?
Busy?
Billy?
Are you out of your mind?
Jesus, Billy. Miss Patterson, could you get them on
what
the phone?
What are you waiting for?
Me? I got work to do. Can't you understand that? Got a deadline to meet. God.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Hey!
Hey, you're Josh Baskin, remember? You broke your arm on my roof. You did my basement when Robert Dyson was about to rip your head off.
You don't get it, do you? This is important.
I'm your best friend. What's more important than that, huh? 3 months older than you are, asshole.
Darling, you
come on, baby. Come on.
You was in infatuation. But oh, it's lasted so long that now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you.
30 minutes on the clock, and the meter should be running.
Whoa.
Oh, got him. That gut buster right across the knee got him in the ribs in the early going here. Steamboat with a great move caught Rude with the ribs, and Rude may have suffered a broken or cracked ribs there, Jess.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that Rude's in the condition he's in, but Ravishing Rick Rude obviously hurt by that early attack by the Dragon Ricky Steamboat. But you know what I found disgusting about that whole thing, Ross?
What?
Steamboat kept his kid in the ring so that Rude couldn't do nothing, and the minute the kid got out, Steamboat attacks him. What kind of sportsmanship is that?
That's a ridiculous analogy, is what kind of sportsmanship it is.
Don't you tell me that. We just watched it.
He's using those ribs like a football and punting him here. Rude's ribs, I'm somewhat concerned that Rude's ribs may have been fractured in that one big gutbuster move in the early going. Nice counter move, and he goes right back to those ribs. Steamboat sensing that Rude has been injured.
What do you mean sensing it? Steamboat calculated everything he did out there. I stand behind what I said, Ross. He kept his kid in the ring so that Rude couldn't start the match.
Steamboat now with a bear hug, putting the shoulder right into the ribs. It's on Rude's left side that the ribs seem to be damaged. His hands are locked there in a bear hug-like position. But the position of Steamboat's shoulder right on the injured ribs is really punishing Ravishing Rick Rude here.
Well, Steamboat, normally not a power wrestler, but he knows that Rude has been injured, and Steamboat, in great physical shape, plenty of strength in those arms, is going after Ravishing Rick Rude.
Steamboat drives Rude back into the corner, and again with a shoulder block.
You know, as calculating as Steamboat is, I put nothing past what that guy will do.
Caught right in the face there that time. Rude got the knee up, a knee lift got in there, and it caught Steamboat right in the face.
Thank you. Get down. the boy has done it again. This time it's a scrubber. He's never gonna learn.
But we are going to teach him, Baba. You are going back for him.
No way. Not me, not for him.
But it's not for him. It's for me, Baba.
Wasting your time, the stag don't rate! He's nothing like a knife rider!
The air. that magnified the tears, started